Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, before we delve into things, I just want to tell you about our Liverpool streaming service. It is Redmen Plus. Get involved over there for extra Redmen shows in video form, in podcast form. You've got documentaries, features, interviews, and a hell of a lot more besides. If you join as a club legend, you get the Discord chat, you'll get free merchandise and a host of extra bonus perks. It's like Netflix for Liverpool fans. Get over there, get involved. Otherwise, let's face it, you're going to miss out on amazing Liverpool stuff in your life.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Redmen TV. Steve here. It's the starting 11 prediction show ahead of Liverpool's final group game in the Champions League. It's Napoli at home on Tuesday night. If you're watching me on Twitter now, do click on the link, come and join us over on YouTube, and yeah, help me out as I try and guess the 11 Jürgen's going to pick for this game. For those of you, by the way, who are on YouTube, hello, welcome, and let me know in the live chat below, get involved in the show, help me out a little bit as well. And if you're watching or listening to this after the fact, you can always interact, comment sections, all the socials, get involved, tell me the teams you think Jürgen would pick and maybe the teams you would select as well. Obviously, we all know the interesting dynamic in this game is that technically, top spot in the group is still open. If Liverpool can beat Napoli either 3-0 or by 4 goals. Now, that is a very, very tough ask, both of those things. Not only because, well, Napoli are one of the most informed teams in Europe, top of their league. They've won every single game in the Champions League so far. Liverpool are also pretty rubbish at the moment. So even imagining that is difficult. But knowing Jürgen Klopp, I don't think he is just going to throw in the towel. I'm looking in the live chat already, and there's someone like John there who says, you know, I'd just play all the kids we've got. I get it, but I don't think Jürgen's going to do that. I think he will play a pretty strong team. I don't think he will just do a League Cup team like we're going to see, obviously, in a week or so's time against Derby County. I think it'll be a strong 11 for Jürgen. More so with the rhythm stuff and getting players into form. Maybe, like I say, he won't have given up on getting that top place. How important it is, it's hard to really know. Just because, obviously, there's still games to be played in other groups and stuff. But what it does look like is that with City and Chelsea likely to top their groups, or almost certainly top in their groups, us finishing top is a bit of a help, because obviously we there's only a certain amount of first place teams we could get, considering we can't play the English team. So I think Jürgen would like to top the group if he can. My consensus is he'll go pretty strong for maybe an hour or so, and then see where we're at. And if it's out of reach, then you can start resting lads, you can take certain players off. But I don't think he's going to play the kids at all. I think it's going to be a pretty strong team, as we're going to go through now. Right then, I've got loads of players behind me on the ball. For those watching, for those listening, it's basically all the lads. However, I can start removing some of these straight away, either injuries or the fact that they're simply not registered, which in hindsight, for Oxlade-Chamberlain and Naby Keita not to be even in the squad allowed. I think Jürgen referenced this in his press conference the other day. Before the Ajax game, he said, you know, I was told they weren't going to play. It was almost like a little dig at someone I felt. But yeah, we can start removing players. So as it stands right now, from what we're aware, Joel Matip is unavailable. He's injured. We know Oxlade-Chamberlain can't play. We know Naby Keita definitely can't play. So I'm going to move them to one side for now. Diogo Jota, long-term injury. He's going to be out there as well. So obviously, Luis Diaz, the same. He can go. Arthur Melo, the same. He can go. And all those options are suddenly dwindling, aren't they? You are looking at a much reduced squad. So let's have a little start. Well, I don't think he's going to change the goalie. So straight away, Kevin Kelleher and Adrian, you're going to end up on my bench. So I'm going to put Ali over there, and I move my subs over here for now, because I think two goalies on the bench, you're allowed up to 11 subs, two goalies, so I think that's going to work. So yeah, Ali in goal to start. Now the back four that started the other day, of course, was Trent, Gomez, Van Dijk and Andy Robbo. I think he's going to make two changes for this one. I think he's going to keep Trent and Virgil playing. I think he's going to take Joe Gomez out. And I think he's going to take Andrew Robertson out. I think Kostas Tsimikas goes in at left back. I think Ibu Konate comes in at centre half. I think he'll want Ibu or Matip against Spurs, I think, to be honest. And given there's a big gap between the Napoli game, Tuesday night, and then Spurs pretty much Sunday afternoon, I think Konate can play, and he'd want him to play both. So even if you get him off the pitch after half an hour, or an hour rather in this game, 45 minutes, whatever, I think it's important to get Ibu back fit and firing and playing. So I think Ibu is going to start with Van Dijk. I think Robbo's going to get a rest on the left-hand side. He's been very good recently, but we have got Abel Deputy and Kostas Tsimikas, and I think he is going to stick with Trent at right back. So, Phillips, you can make way as well to my bench for later on. Midfield, my options I've got here, I've got Henderson, Thiago, Fabinho, I've got Milner, Curtis Jones, Stefan Bacetic, and Harvey Elliott, Carvalho, and technically Roberto Firmino as well, all these lads. Because the first question is, what formation is Jürgen going to play in midfield? We've seen in recent weeks, Liverpool have gone to 4-2-4, 4-2-3-1, 4-4-2 with a flat 4-4-2, 4-4-2 diamond. He's done loads of things. I wonder what, obviously the last couple of games have been that diamond, Ajax and Leeds, and I personally don't think it worked for them. Is he going to stick with that, or is he going to twist away from it? I think at the moment the diamond isn't going to work for a lot of reasons, mainly because we haven't got the options, I think, as a number six to be on his own. I don't think Fabinho is anywhere near his levels at the moment, and I thought it was odd that Jürgen took away his help rather than give him more help. I wonder what he'll do against a very good Napoli side, who are going to have a lot of, you know, maybe a lot of ball time play through the middle. I don't think he'll stick with that diamond, if truth be told. I think he's going to go back to more of a two-man midfield. I think he's going to take Fabinho out the firing line. I think it's going to be Thiago and Henderson in a relative, what you call like a double pivot kind of thing. I think that's what Jürgen's going to do for this one. I think he is going to go to a 4-2-3-1. Therefore, that's Henderson, that's Thiago. He referenced the other day Harvey Elliott maybe being overplayed. I think, therefore, I'm going to take Harvey out. And I think his front four, then, here's my options. I'll take James Milner away as well. Don't think he's going to start this one. So I've got Bacetic, it's the same, not going to happen for me. So now I've got a 4-2. I've got to pick me three and me one. So my options, I've got Firmino, Carvalho, Jones. I've got Darwin Nunes and Mo Salah. Probably four of those, five I think, will start, considering that I've taken Harvey Elliott and given him a rest. What I think Jürgen is going to do is take Roberto Firmino out. I'm telling lies. I think he'll take Fabio Carvalho. I think he's probably going to give it a little bit of two up front, which will be Salah and Nunes. With Bobby Firmino kind of doing this job. I think he'll start Curtis as a, like, kind of on the left, Mo Salah over down here on the right with Bobby and Nunes as like front two slash ten and a two, if that makes sense. So what I think he's going to do, yeah, is that Bobby kind of playing as a number 10. I think he's going to start Curtis, I really do. He looks like he's maybe a bit of ahead of Fabio Carvalho with a pecking order. Personally, I wouldn't mind seeing Carvalho getting a start on the left-hand side, but I think he's going to go with Curtis Jones, if I'm honest, who seems to be getting a lot of action recently. So yeah, we've seen that he comes off the bench before Carvalho did in midweek. He starts the game at Forest. So it looks like Curtis might be ahead of Fabio. Let's have a little look. Why Jones over Carvalho, says Nicholas. Curtis is so bad. And Lewis says, I like that, but with Fabio instead.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't think it's as bad. I think that that's overplayed. I'm not sure what his future lies, where he is right now. But for me, I think Jürgen has him ahead in the pecking order. I think he's shown that with his moves over the last couple of weeks. So that's why I think he's going to go with you. I think he's going to go back to the 4-2-3-1. He's taken a couple of lads out the firing line. Gomez goes out, Fabinho goes out, and of course, Harvey Elliott, who's rested, kind of out, and again, I don't think he had a particularly great game. He's also changed Andy Robbo, so he has made changes. That is a changed team from Leeds. There's enough changes in there. Obviously, Ibu coming in, Kostas coming in. Obviously, there's two of them. There's Jordan Henderson coming in as well. Of course, there's Curtis Jones. So yeah, 4 changes. That feels about right. I don't think it's going to be wholesale changes. Which leads me to my bench then. Now, you're allowed 11 players. I don't know if Jürgen's A, going to have them available, and B, will do it. Because especially with the youth game, sometimes you think, why don't you just name loads of kids on the bench? But often, Jürgen, they've been allowed to play in the UEFA Champions, what's it called, the Youth Champions League, whatever it's called, fixture. So I don't think it'll be that. So I've got my two goalies in Adrian and Kevin Kelleher. I've got Calvin Ramsey. I would like to see Calvin Ramsey get some minutes if possible, depending on the state of the game. Now, if Liverpool are in a position where it's 3-0 and the whole, then no. But if Jürgen is like calling off the dogs for whatever reason, it looks like that 3-0 win just isn't going to happen or whatever, you know, getting beat or whatever, I wouldn't mind seeing Calvin Ramsey at some point. Again, he could play in the youth team and that could all be invalid by this point, but I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of him at right back if possible. There's Joe Gomez. I've got Nat Phillips and Andy Robbo. So there's 6 players straight away from my bench. I have got Fabinho, Harvey Elliott, Fabio Carvalho, Stefan Bacetic, and James Milner as well. Hopefully that all fits on there just about. So yeah, I have gone for an 11, a bench of 11. I would not be shocked if there is no Calvin Ramsey. And that he plays in the youth teams just to get some minutes into his legs. But I would like to see. So yeah, that is my 11 that I think Jürgen's going to pick as well. Run through it one more time and then I'll get to some comments and questions from the chat. Ali, Kostas, Virgil, Konate and Trent. A two-man midfield double pivot kind of thing of Henderson and Thiago with Bobby Firmino just in front of them. And then a front three kind of Curtis Jones on the left, Darwin Nunes up front, and Mo Salah doing bits off the right-hand side. That's what I think he might do, or I think he will do. I'll go to some of your questions now. Let's have a little look. Pritam reckons Konate, Phillips, Ramsey, Kostas, Fab, Jones, Hendo. Yeah, so you're going a little bit weaker than I did, Pritam. I just don't see Jürgen doing that. I think he would rather start the lads and take them off than start a week. So I think that's what it'll be. Let's have a right. Never ever play Thiago, he's our entire midfield, why risk him? I see that point as well. Maybe just try and look after Thiago a little bit again. My thinking is, play him, and if it's not, you can always take him off. I think he will play.
I don't know if Jürgen would quite, he kind of likes keeping lads in rhythm, but I'm with you. We've got no forwards on the bench, says Amin, and that is the problem when we've got injuries and no one. Now, technically, I think he will think of it as a front four, and I think he will see Elliot and Carvalho as players who can go into there and become forward players. There's no centre forward, obviously. So Bobby Clark, maybe. I don't see it, but I think that's why he'll do it. I think he'll see Elliot and Carvalho as options to potentially come on in this front four area. Let's see, we've got play the reserves. Klopp said the players are tired, rest them for spares. Yeah, again, I see the logic, and I just don't think Jürgen would do that. Personally speaking, I think I would probably go weaker than the team I've picked, if truth be told. I just don't. In the Champions League, I've seen Jürgen pick. I remember him picking Thiago in effectively a game that was dead rubber against Porto. Wait, that well, he scored a screamer. We've seen the flip reverse over in Denmark. It's Michelin when he plays Diogo Jota in a dead rubber and he gets injured. So I see the risk, but Jürgen's history is indicative. We know what he does. He's shown us before him again and again and again. He will pick his best players. It's the Champions League. I think he will. And I think he will have his eyes on top spot. As unlikely as it is, I don't think he'll have thrown the towel in just yet. Ben says possibly Gomez at right back. I think the fact that Joel Matip is injured means that won't happen, because I think he won't want to play all of them. If he's playing Konate, he'll want to be resting Gomez. I don't think he would ever do both, so I don't see that. Let's have a little look. What about Bacetic? He should be given a chance. I like Bacetic, but again, I don't think he's going to start him in a Champions League game. He could be one of the options. If you want to just look after Fabinho and say, you know what, forget about it. Again, if you're calling off the dogs, maybe Bacetic becomes easier Thiago or Henderson replacement after like half an hour, give him 30 minutes. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he does. But yeah, the flip side is, if it goes wrong and someone gets injured, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, we told you. I fumed that he played Jota and he got injured in that stupid game in Denmark. But technically, this isn't a dead rubber. There is something still for Liverpool to play for. So that's why, again, I think I will go weaker, but not just the whole reserve team. I would mix and match a little bit more, but it doesn't look like it is. So yeah, again, just to run through one more time, very, very quickly. Ali, Costas, Virgil, Ibu and Trent, Hendo, Thiago. We've got Jones, Bobby, Salah and Darwin Nunes up front. The game is obviously Tuesday night at Anfield. We'll have people in the ground. We'll have Paul, Chris and Chloe down there. So yeah, keep an eye on the YouTube channel for all the coverage after the game. Me and Errol will be in the studio for the watch along. So we will go live about an hour and a half before kickoff with the team news reaction show. And then we'll go live about 15 minutes again before kickoff for the entire watch along. So do come and join us for both again here on the YouTube channel. Best thing to do is click the subscribe button and click the little alert bell and you'll get a notification as and when we go live. So yeah, if you're down at Anfield, go and say hello to the guys after the game. If you're going to be watching it from the comfort of your home or wherever you are on one of your devices, do join us on the YouTube show. We've got you covered every single way. Yeah, there's a build-up show to come as well, of course, for this game and all the post-match stuff. So yeah, whether it's on YouTube or it's on redmenplus.com. I always feel like when Liverpool are a bit crap, which they kind of, but they're in a bad moment now. Often the fan base can be divisive. I'm even looking at the live chat now and there's some people, again, there's lots of anger and there's loads of people being positive and then loads of anger. That tends to happen. I think if we can all come together as a community, so the Redmen community, let's bring ourselves all together, get involved on the YouTube, like I say. If you sign up to Redmen Plus as a club legend, get involved in the Discord chat as well. We can all give each other like a big virtual cuddle. I'm sure Liverpool will get better. Fingers crossed I say that. Yeah, this manager and this players deserve the benefit of any doubt, but it might be a bumpy ride. So yeah, if we can all come together as a group and maybe look after each other a little bit. Yeah, we've all got you covered every which way here on Redmen TV, whether it's the podcast, the Plus channel, or of course here on YouTube. So yeah, thanks very much for joining me for this show. Do come and join us tomorrow night for the watch along if you can. If you're not, I say enjoy the game wherever you're watching it. And yeah, we'll be back with another one of these at the end of the week as we build up towards the Tottenham game, another massive game for Liverpool. Until then, I'll catch us all soon. Take care. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name and the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.